You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a new play that centers on a Wisconsin artist.
On the Lake Michigan shore in picturesque Fox Point stands an eccentric and controversial cottage. Today, the yard is filled with dozens of driftwood sculptures and cement statues decorated with rocks from the beach. It sticks out in this quiet residential neighborhood. The garage is lined with wood carvings of faces and fish.
I love the fish. And these, of course, always remind me of Easter Island.
Yes.
The big heads.
Playwright Marie Kohler of Milwaukee looks through the chain link fence surrounding the home, pointing out her favorite works of art in the yard. All of this work was created by the late artist Mary Knoll. Her home was her canvas, as she filled nearly every inch of the inside and outside with her sculptures and paintings. Her home was known as the Witch's House. During Knoll's life, this property had even more art in it. That drew a lot of attention from fans, gawkers, and some annoyed neighbors who despised the extra traffic. Young vandals would take things and knock statues over.
You can see some of those telltale grinning critters that she made. She called them her critters.
I notice another sculpture, a smiling trio.
I like these three over here, this little
Let's
family.
See.
I don't want to say they're worm creatures,
yes.
They're buddies.
With their little hands like this?
Yes.
Yeah, I think she called those her spooks. Okay.
Many of the statues are smiling, but can appear eerie to some people. This may be part of the reason it got the nickname the Witch's House. Kohler has another theory.
I think, you know, she was a single woman to start with. She lived by herself very happily. So I think it's the combination of her art in nature that might have instigated that witch thing, plus the fact that she didn't care what anyone thought.
All this controversy is at the center of a new play by Kohler called Maybe We'll Fly.
I have been interested in her forever. She was a character. She became a local celebrity whether she wanted to or not. And I don't think she minded because the stuff was out there for everyone to see.
Kohler co-wrote Maybe We'll Fly with composer Josh Schmidt of Mequon. They call it a play with music, since a cello accompanies the actors on stage. The duo wanted to explore Knoll's artistic drive.
What I keep coming back to is what I really admire about her is her ability to persist, to keep on doing what she loved doing. She didn't allow people or society to stop her.
For example, when vandals would knock down a statue, Knoll would rebuild it.
In my play, I also deal with the question of how to let go. As she gets older and feebler and not able to get down the hill to work on the statues. And so that whole question that I think is a universal one for artists and for everyone, really, is how, as your powers begin to fade, what do you grasp and what do you let go of?
Kohler comes from a family that has long supported the arts in Wisconsin. Mary Knoll's home and art environment were left to the Kohler Foundation after she passed away in 2001. Marie Kohler is not involved in the home's preservation or the art acquisition, but as an admirer, she wants to keep Knoll's legacy alive. Kohler's mother instilled a love of theater in her at an early age. She grew up in Kohler, Wisconsin, and often traveled to Milwaukee to see plays with her family. In 1993, she co-founded Renaissance Theater Works, a women-centered company based in Milwaukee. She's written plays for decades. This is actually the second play Kohler has written about Knoll.
When you were there in the theater, there's this world that's created. It's shared by everyone in that theater. And if it's successfully done, you enter that world through those characters, through those words, through that music. And you go inward and you think, am I like that? Was I like that? Could I be better?
Readings of Maybe We'll Fly will be performed in Milwaukee and Sheboygan. Kohler hopes to see a more widespread distribution of the production so more people can enter the world of Mary Knoll. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.